You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Quiet for now, weather-wise, but it could be a bumpy night. Severe weather possible, and we'll keep an eye on that. The main threat in these parts appears to be very strong winds, potentially straight-line winds out west. Tornadoes, large hail are possible at the moment. We don't have any watches or warnings. At the moment, though, we have some garden variety showers and thunderstorms moving in to the Twin Cities area, and the radar shows that coming in really right in on Highway 12 from the Wilmer area right toward the city. So it could be raining where you are, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, but at the moment, no watches or warnings. There are scattered thunderstorms as well traveling along the Minnesota River in the New Ulm area down toward Mankato, St. Peter. Once again, all of these are tracking toward the east at the moment. But the good news, no severe weather at the moment. It could be a bumpy night, though. However, right now, let's get an update on the outdoors. Steve Carney joins us. Steve, how you been?
Fabulous, Steve. Good afternoon. Fishing is great. My beautiful wife, Joyce, tagged an 8-pound walleye this morning, and I had some people on crappies yesterday. It's really going well right now. It's kind of weird. You know, it's been very warm, but that water temperature is still in the 60s. It's just a strange phenomenon. It's just been kind of lagging, and I think that's why the fishing has been so good. It's not, you know, too hot. The water temperature is, you know, a little bit less than it should be at this time of the year, but I think that's why the fishing is really good. And these walleyes and crappies are still shoreline related. This is the weirdest thing. Usually they're moving out to mid-lake structure by now, but they're still along shoreline. It's just like opening day. And I think that's because of the lagging water temperatures. They're still relating to deep break lines close to shore with some weeds. So fishing's great, man. It's even with the little weather hiccups we've had with the storms, it's still going well.
8-pound walleye, that is a very nice fish.
We actually had a double, and it was kind of cool because her line was wrapped around my landing net as I was bringing it up, but we pulled it off. But it was really a nice morning. You know, we had good overcast, and now kind of making the switch to leeches and crawlers now and abandoning minnows, and leeches worked very well this morning. And that's very typical when you get into July. It's a leech and crawler kind of thing. Using a live bait rig with a really small bullet weight on it so you can kind of pull it through the weeds. And that pattern will probably hold up for quite some time. I was just really surprised those big walleyes were in that shallow. But again, when you get overcast, not a lot of boat traffic. I think people, recreational people, I think are saving it up for the 4th of July. It was pretty quiet this morning for a Saturday.
Yeah, and we had bumpy weather. It looks like we're going to have another front move through overnight tonight. We all know that could have certainly an impact on the bite. But as you pointed out, if you can get out there, they're jumping into the boat almost.
Well, the early morning, Steve, that's really the time to be out there. I'm out there, at, you know, when the sun comes up, and that best fishing is right till about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then that sun is straight up, and things definitely die off, and then they start again later in the day. But I highly recommend, you know, with this 4th of July thing coming up, get out there super early and try to get out there before the water skiers and the jet skiers, because it's going to be a crazy, you know, week. They're going to probably take 4 days off, and it's going to be, you know, fairly nuts everywhere. So make sure you get out really, really early and then get off fairly early, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and Steve, you talk early. What about late as well? Or, you know, when you're out around sundown, sometimes you see people go out when things calm down, and is there any action out there later?
Well, you know, everybody is, you know, cruising around on pontoon boats at night,
yeah,
and, you know, creating a little bit of you know, wave action. And, you know, it's mornings are still better. You know, people don't really get up until 10:30, 11:30, and then they hit the water, you know, doing the water skiing and everything. So early morning, I'd highly recommend it. Evening, probably not during the 4th of July, you know, 4-day weekend. I would just stick to mornings. But the fishing is definitely, you know, worth going after right now. It's the weeds are coming up pretty good. A lot of the weed lines now are extending out to 16, 17, 18 feet because of the weed growth. So you might have to move out a little bit deeper. But the fish we caught this morning were 13, 14 feet. Again, just like opening day, they're still in these same shoreline areas, no matter what lake you're on, and the crappies are still shallow. So, you know, it just I've never seen 60s, you know, water temperature this long before. It's been like 4 weeks, and it's just kind of languished in that mid to upper 60s. And it's good for fishing, but probably not very good for swimming, but good for fishing.
Yeah, and Steve, you brought up something on a show, I think it was a week ago, about that strategy. Start with the leech, then move on to the crawlers. Tell us a little bit more about that, because that really piqued my interest on why you go that route.
Well, you know, a lot of our lakes have a lot of perch and bluegills in them, and they tend to have a tendency to peck those crawlers, you know, from behind and, you know, rip them off your hook, and that's really frustrating. But a leech is very hardy. They can beat on the leech all they want, and they won't take it off the hook. So when I, you know, pop a walleye with a leech, then I will switch to a crawler because I know there won't be any perch in that area. And a crawler is far superior to a leech. They just love that. But you got to make sure you don't have any bait fish around there on your crawler. Also, put a little air in it. You know, we've talked about that before. Take a little hypodermic needle, and I use a dental syringe, and give it a little shot of air, both the leech and the crawler, and get that up a couple feet off the bottom, and then you get off the debris, and you don't pick up any weeds, and it's nice and high and very visible. And that's what we did this morning. Just blew it up, got it up nice and high. So that's a good tip. You just got to find yourself a nice dental syringe with a tiny little needle in it, and just give it a little shot of air, and that makes a big difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Where are you going to be in the coming week?
You know, Steve, I don't know. I'm going to be, you know, hitting lakes country. I've got people this week, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and hope the bite continues and we don't get any more nasty weather to change things. And even though we've been getting thunderstorms and wind switches, the fishing is still good. So I'm hoping it maybe stabilizes a little bit and, we'll see. Those water temperatures are definitely going to climb up this week, and, you know, that might change things.
All right, Steve, always good. We'll do it again in 1 week.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
Steve Kearney joining us, Steve Kearney Outdoors, and tomorrow we believe we have an abbreviated show with Rob Drews, signed from the Outdoor News. And Rob, typically on the air between 5 and 6, but we have our pregame lineup card at 5:30, first pitch after 6. It should be a pretty interesting series finale between the Twins and the Tigers. And this one is going to be on Sunday night baseball. Paddock against Skubal tomorrow night at 6:10 our time. Twins and Tigers in the rubber game of the three-game series. Tigers won it today 10-5. Another tough outing for Bailey Ober. Twins, of course, won the series opener on Friday night, 4-1 at Comerica Park, and that was a terrific start for David Fest and a really good ball game for the Twins, but the Tigers had him today, 10-5, the final in Detroit. It is 4-15. The Lynx found a way to get it done in Atlanta last night. Maybe the ugliest floor I've ever seen in the history of hoops in Atlanta last night. It was ridiculously distracting on television. Maybe it looks cool in person, but it was really bad. Remember the floor at the barn a couple of years ago? Maybe it looked cool when you were at Williams Arena, but it was really hard to figure out what was going on television. And, of course, they finally put a new paint job on the floor at the barn. This one in Atlanta was terrible last night. So we'll talk Lynx, we'll talk Loons. They're in New York to play the Red Bulls. Loons having a pretty good year. All of that on the way here at News Talk 830-WCCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.